The lobbying group in question is the Grocery Manufacturers Association, based in Washington, D.C. It used the $7 million to fight Initiative 522, which would require new labels identifying genetically modified foods. Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson says the association shielded the identities of contributors, depriving voters of important information.
Back in 1972, the voters of the state overwhelmingly approved an initiative that required campaign finance disclosures and a whole set of laws because the people really believed there should not be secrecy when it comes to elections. We should know who pays for television ads. We should know who pays to promote a certain position in the public sphere. And that's not happening here.
Ferguson says this is the largest amount of campaign money that has ever been concealed in Washington. He says the Grocery Manufacturers Association should have formed a separate political committee that would require more disclosure. The organization responded in a statement that it's surprised by the lawsuit and will cooperate with authorities to resolve the issue as quickly as possible. The state attorney general's office hopes donors will be revealed as early as next week. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.